The Faithful and Wise Servant. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom the Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Matthew 24, verse 45. What a lovely picture of the judicious and faithful servant of the Lord, and how we all hope to be like this wise, trustworthy, and dedicated steward. He is to provide spiritual food and nourishment to those entrusted into his care. Feed my lambs. He is to feed the little flock that is given into his charge with the whole counsel of God. Feed my sheep. He is to give his fellow servants their portion of food in due season. Feed my sheep. How blessed is this faithful, trustworthy, dedicated servant of the Lord. The Lord himself tells us, blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. How illuminating it is to reflect on the words of the apostle in Luke 12. Peter asks the Master if he is speaking to the disciples or to the unsaved. Lord, are you speaking in this parable to us or to everyone? Only a few verses earlier, Christ warned them of the consequences of worldliness, chiding them for their worldly outlook and prompting them to lay up treasure in heaven. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jesus then gives a clear outline of what wise Christian preparedness is. He is the faithful servant, the trustworthy servant that feeds the household of God. He is the wise steward who gently nurtures and tends for the little flock in his care. He is the one that feeds the Lord's lambs and tends the Lord's sheep. What an incredible privilege, and what an awesome and formidable responsibility. Taking care of the household of God is vital in these last days. The family of God needs to be fed, cared for, encouraged, uplifted, edified. Yet the family of God also needs to be warned. Whatever the situation in your life, and whatever the condition in mine, we would do well to recognize the favor and duty laid on our shoulders. Each of us have a little flock, whom the Lord has entrusted into our care. It may be one tiny little lamb, or perhaps a flock of wandering sheep, but each of us have been called upon to tend some part of the Master's vineyard. Most have been entrusted into the care of an under-shepherd, Christ being the chief shepherd, as well as our good great shepherd. May we each carry our burden of responsibility as wise and faithful servants. May we each recognize the strain of the task laid on the one who cares for us. Oh, blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say to you, that he will make him ruler over all he hath.